bass players and other musicians need to learn.
Well, that's what the happiest times of my recording was based around that when we got the New York Rhythm Section.
Yeah. That Who was in the New York Rhythm Section?
Hank Jones was a piano player, Barry Gelb was the guitars, O.C. Johnson drums, and yours truly bass. Yeah. And what it was about, we came to do the gig.
Right.
Whatever you wanted done, we would do it. We could all read well. Yeah. We could all play well. We could improvise. And we were disciplined enough to prove whatever you want to do.
Right.
And this is a difficulty most people didn't have at that time. They want to come on your record date and play the way they want to play, mm-hmm. and it's your date.
Right.
So I learned that from a long time ago. Play the man's music what he's got first.
Right.
You know, I know more about the bass than maybe the guy that wrote the bass. But if he wants that, let's give it to him.
Right.
And we got a lot of work from that because of the fact we would do that. We would play the music and it would be pretty bland. And after you run it over two or three times, and well, I don't know, what do you think we should do with this? What do you think, Hank, we should do? And this great Hank Jones, you know.
Yeah, right.
Magnificent. He'd play one of these beautiful chords on the piano or something. He said, well, I think we should... do this. It's okay. And also says, we'll put this in there. And we come up with a
something
great
special.
Arrangement. We didn't get any extra money for this, but we got the $41.25 and a lot more record dates.
Really?
Yeah, a lot more record dates because we really, one that really reminds me of that was Bobby Darin's Smack the Knife.
Right.
Smash record. Smash it. We came in the studio and they had an arranger who I wouldn't name him if I could, but he wasn't ready for top of the door arranger, and he had nothing there. We tried what he had, and the knife wasn't working any place. And finally, Bobby said, guys, why don't you just, what do you think you want to do with it? Why don't you all play with that a little bit? Hank Jones says, okay. Hank Jones said, let's go up a half tone after each course, or tone, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we did that, and it was a smash hit record. Yeah. I mean, it sold a million seller. We got $41.25. But the payoff was this arranger took all the credit for this great arrangement.
Right.
And the Maris was given out an award that year for the best arranger.
And he got the award.
No, Duke Ellington got that award, and he got mad because they didn't give it to him.
Oh.